Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that when answered could take you to a high level of understanding, which will take you to a higher level of motivation and productivity in the gym, help you understand the different facets of training that is getting in your way, of taking your body, mind, spirit to the next level. Nutritional practices that when you put it in its place, that question when answered can help you get that all understood, and now it's just all about you executing, putting in all that passion and effort, that desire to use in the right direction. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through that can launch you into that physical growth, building muscle, losing body fat, that performance growth, performing well in the gym, strong, consistently, and the mental growth, get you to stick in there just one more day longer with all your plans, all your goals, the training program that you've chosen. Sticking it in there just one more day, one more week, or that nutritional plan, even when you don't think that things are working out the way you want them to do, you have that mental fortitude, that mental toughness to just to keep on your path, keep on keeping on for one more week, and then boom, you start finding out that, hey, this plan does work. It just took a while to catch up to you. What is it for you? Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. This talk radio show is brought to you by skiplacour.com. That's my website. Check out my website for tons of free information that I have for you in training, nutrition, supplementation, motivation. Also, if you send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com, just for listening to this radio show today, whether you're listening to it live or in a podcast version, I will send you access to my members-only website where you can see 4 years of intense planning, dedication, contest preparation. That's 2 years of back-to-back national championship victories. You can see me every single day. The final days before a contest, 6 months before a contest, 8 months for the contest, it's all there. Pictures, nutritional programs, training routines, mental outlook, it's all there. So email me at skiplacour.com. And just for skip@skiplacour.com, just for listening, I'm going to give you free access into that members-only website. Now, Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by AST Sports Science. Visit the AST Sports Science sports nutrition products. I've been with them for 15 years. The latest, greatest, basic. It's what you need. It's not these gimmicky supplementation that you see out there. They've built their company on pride, the pride of doing what's best for you, creating a situation to help you build muscle, lose body fat in the most effective and efficient manner. And they're just not selling you stuff, too. They give you this whole MaxOT training program, maximum overload training, the most effective and efficient way to build muscle, lose body fat in the shortest period of time. Because I know you have other things to do with your life than hanging around in a gym all day. Here's how to get it done. MaxOT training program, go to the AST Sports Science website, ast-ss.com, ast-ss.com. Sign up for the MaxOT training program. It'll give you a password, and you can get into the whole program, details, routines, the whole explanation behind that, because I know you've been listening to it on the show, me mentioning it all the time. You've heard about the success that I've had over the years and other great natural bodybuilders, all over the internet. You hear that Max OT, and it may sound to you a little strange, something a little bit out of your comfort zone, something out of the ordinary because, hey, it doesn't seem like there's enough reps or I'm not doing enough work, or all those things you hear those other guys struggling in the gym who are really struggling with their certainty but really don't know how to execute and understand. You're listening to them. Well, here's the time. Go right to the AST Sports Science website. Become a student and get the password and study the program. Then, most importantly, execute the program, and you're going to see results for yourself. This show is for you. Call in. I get up early on Sunday morning just to talk with you, help you with your anything to do with bodybuilding, training, nutrition. You know, we're talking. I'm going to go into a whole series about talking about the business of bodybuilding, training, health, fitness, helping others, how to make a career or a side career that eventually turn into a career with your passion for helping others and your bodybuilding and training or your health and fitness, your exercise. How do you create a business out of that? I can share some things with you, maybe something as simple as getting a blog talk radio show and having to step up every week at a scheduled time where you're going to deliver your message, whether there's one person listening out there or 5,000. That's how you start. Maybe that's the tip that you need to get this going for you. So if you have any questions about the business of bodybuilding and fitness, how you can help others, how you can create a business out of that from your passion, this is the time to call. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. This show is for you. You call in, you get a free ebook, $24.99 value, Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. It's the book just for you, sent to you. Just for calling in and sharing your experiences, one thing that if you've been listening to this show, you realize that your experience, other people's experiences, are very similar to yours. When they share their experiences, they get coaching over the phone. Then you get coaching over the phone, too. You can see how that relates. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And what is that next level for you in your situation with your muscle development at this time, your conditioning, what kind of shape you're in right now, your years of training, your youth at, I don't know, 18 years old, or what you think might be a little older at 50 years old. Where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts, and what is that next level for you? Got to stop and think about that. No matter how well you're doing, you know, you feel that gnawing angst. You're always trying to take yourself to that next level. Well, what is it? It's time to identify. Take the boogeyman out of the closet, so to speak, and let's break it down and figure out how to get there. Everybody has that next level if they're pushing themselves just like you. So that gnawing angst that you feel inside, that's the champion inside of you. And our job is just to learn how to manage it, not how to get rid of it, because we need that to push us, to keep us going. So what's stopping you from getting what you want? If you want to make the improvements that you desire and you want to make them effectively, efficiently, and in the shortest period of time, you're going to have to know exactly what it is that you want. Getting what you want, finding the best combination of training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies is going to be much easier once you take the time to figure out exactly what it is you want. So I'm going to ask that question over and over and over again. What do you want? What's getting you in your way? Let's talk about that. The answers to those questions that you have, once you've developed them, once you've identified them, will start coming to you in a manner that seems like magic, but it's not. It's not magic. It's just that you took the time to identify what it is you want, and then the answers started coming to you. It's just like if you want a brand new black BMW or something, a certain model, and somehow you took the time to create the dream, that's your dream car, that's what you really wanted. You know, a lot of people wouldn't even take the time. They, oh, that's not going to happen to me. I can't ever have that car. And so they won't even take the time. By you identifying what you want, you become in such a small percentage of the people on the planet who can really identify what they want. And that's the first step to getting what you want. So you see a car that you really want, right? All of a sudden, you see that car everywhere, driving down the street everywhere, other side of the freeway, parked right next to you. Your neighbor has one. Why didn't you notice all that before? Do they all of a sudden come out of the woodwork, just start appearing, everybody started buying them because you thought of it? Or was it because the reticular activator of your brain identified something that you wanted, and boom, just everywhere it started showing up? Well, that's how it works with your bodybuilding and training endeavors, your efforts, and getting to that next level, finding the right answers. When you identify what you want, the answers are going to start coming to you. Maybe right here, right now, in this talk radio show, when you call me up at 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Maybe it's a free ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle Max OT Style. Maybe it's on page 42 of that ebook that you find that answer that takes you to the next level. Maybe it's if you're sitting back and being passive, I don't want you to be that way. Maybe it's somebody else's phone call that's going to stimulate that growth for you. So what do you want, and what's preventing you from getting there? Now, we have a caller on the 805 area code. 805. Caller, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I am. Skip, how you doing?
I am awesome. And who am I speaking with this morning?
My name is David.
David, how can I help you today?
Actually, I have a question. I've been getting some pretty good results for the last year or so, and things have been going good in my training. But
awesome.
I've kind of wanted to incorporate, and I'm kind of getting interested in maybe entering some of the power meet competitions, the powerlifting.
Okay. Right.
And never done it before, but it looks pretty intriguing to me. And my question would be, how could I incorporate that routine along with my bodybuilding routine, because obviously I'm having success with that, and I don't want to diminish what any results I'm getting from that. So what would be a good split as far as maybe 1 week of powerlifting and 1 week of bodybuilding routines and vice versa?
Now, let's just identify your goals a little bit more closely here. So you want to have a great fit bodybuilders-type physique, and at the same time, you want to enter powerlifting competitions, or do you just want to have nice strength in the gym? You want to actually enter powerlifting competitions?
Maybe do some competitions, but mainly for the fun of it. Nothing real competitive, just for the experience and the fun of doing it.
Okay. Well, you know that there's a different type of training method for powerlifting than there is for bodybuilding. One is, you know, really to stimulate the growth of the muscles, more of an aesthetic thing. While you're getting strong, of course, I mean, I love the strength that I have in the gym, but it isn't really to get that mental, which is really important, that mental maximum lift when it's time to bear down and do that, because that's, I talk about intensity in training. Well, and even with the Max OT training program, we go to 4 to 6 reps, right? So those guys who are training with 8 to 10 reps, let's say, well, obviously, I can push more weight if I only have to shoot for 4 to 6, right? It gives me a different mental attitude, as well as I'm conditioning my body physically to lift more weight because I have a shorter period to go. Well, that being said, okay, and that's to build muscle. That being said, there's a whole different mental muscle, so to speak, that's so important when you power lift, that you would lift even more weight with one rep that you would do in a competition than I would do with 4 reps, right?
Absolutely.
And you'll have to know what that weight feels like, not just physically, but also mentally. You can understand with a bodybuilding routine, and let's say you did, well, like I said, I do 4 to 6 reps. I mean, how many reps do you do that have given you these great results over the year, David? What rep range do you usually work?
I kind of mix it up. I go on the low end on occasion to build to more strength. I'll go anywhere from 3 to 5 reps once a month on compound moves, just to shock the muscles up. But usually I'm within the 6 to 10 rep range.
Okay.
Or 5 to 10.
Even with 3, something that you really max out, bench press, let's say, and do 3 reps, you know, they're part of your powerlifting, and I am not a powerlifter, and we can talk about how to break that down even more, how to find the resources for that. Well, you would have to train a lot of times with just one rep to know you could probably lift, I don't know, 20% more weight if you only shot for one than if you ever shot, than you shot for even three, right? So that you would have to incorporate that into your mental and physical training so that when it's power meet time, boom, you can know what you can lift. Does that make sense? So there's a different type of training that you would have to incorporate into it. Now, there is a gentleman that I know who is a very successful powerlifter, and he did it just for fun like you, because it was what was most important was the health and fitness and the aesthetic look of bodybuilding. That was what was most important to him. All right, so that's what he concentrated on, you know, pretty much all the time. And then because he was so strong, because he did a 4 to 6 rep range max fatigue training that left him really strong, then he competed in powerlifting meets and he did really well. Now, would he have done better if he just had a powerlifting routine? Probably. Okay, so those are the decisions that you have to make. So what situation do you think? Do you think that you're a guy who just wants to continue looking great, feeling good, look your body looking the way it does, and then just improve your strength and just go in there and dabble for fun into powerlifting? Does that sound like what you would want to do?
That's pretty much exactly what I'm looking to do. I don't want to change from the point of getting away from the bodybuilder physique, because I mean I'm just enthused about working out. I love doing it. It's my lifestyle.
Right.
I eat and breathe and sleep gym, and I look forward to working out every day.
Yeah, I can hear that in your voice, and that sounds like you're very similar to that friend of mine. So I would even say, if you want to see, this is why max OT training, David, and I've done it for 15 years, and trust me, I listened to all the different training methods. I've tried them all over the years before I really locked in and found the value of this. So I talk to you from experience, with personal experience, and also the experience of helping other people. I know that you can get great results doing 8 to 10 reps and a lot of different exercise and longer workouts, and that may be an hour and a half, 2 hours, because I realize it's getting your body in motion, it's being consistent, and especially it's backing up what you do in the gym with good eating habits. You can look fantastic. So when people come to me from all over the world, whether it's through this phone consultation, whether it's on this talk radio show or an email, I really don't want to jack up when they're happy with what they do. All right, I don't. But I will tell you this, because of your goal, what if I were to tell you you can train in the gym for an hour or less a day, including your cardio, 5 days a week, you take the weekends off, go to 4 to 6 rep range, and because of that shorter rep range, you are more intense, you are lifting more weight, and you look as good or better than you already do right now, David. You're not sacrificing anything. You're just becoming more efficient. And that's what something you kind of have to go through all the different training routines, try something, see its value, and then when you find something better, then you can compare and contrast. And that's what over the years that I've done. But what if I could tell you, if I could get you to take a leap of faith, jump on the MaxOT training program, watch your strength grow through the gym, see your body looking just as fantastic as it always has been, if not more, okay, in an hour or less. Then when you go and you do your powerlifting meets, you're a strong guy because of all that training. You killed two birds with one stone. That might be a little bit more effective way to have the body that you have, continue what you're doing now, if not better, and dabble in that powerlifting and do well with your strength, all right, rather than how you're doing it kind of, you know, rotating on some random schedule of lower reps and then higher reps and this and that. How does that sound to you? That may be the best approach to get what you want, you know.
I'm very open-minded. I don't mind trying new things or giving programs a shot, you know, work with
right.
them for 6 years.
Well, the reason why I'm telling you that is because your goals are multifaceted. You don't just want to
exactly.
be a bodybuilder, and you just don't want to be a powerlifter. I mean, many bodybuilders do not like the powerlifters, how that physique is developed. And the powerlifters, they're strong guys. They could care less about looking like a bodybuilder, right?
Yeah,
but you
I
want
hear
a merging of you want a merging of the two. That's why I think that the strength and intensity and the fire that's all program, the max fatigue training program, in those 4 to 6 rep ranges, and the less sets, less volume training would be perfect for both of them.
Yeah, lower volume
send
training.
Send me an email, David. Send me an email, David, at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com, and just for calling the show, I'm going to give you an ebook to the Max OT training program. Skip LaCour is packing on muscle Max OT style. And also go to the AST Sports Science website, ast-ss.com, and sign up for the free access to the site and check that out. Because I want you to continue having the great success that you had with your bodybuilding efforts. I just think it would be a perfect way to merge the two, where you can look great and then, like I said, dabble successfully in the bodybuilding market.
Great.
All right?
Absolutely.
Any other questions, David?
When I was working in that low rep range, that 4 to 6 rep range.
Right.
Because as of right now, the way I break up my year is I would go anywhere from 8 to 10 weeks of right around 3,800 calories a day, which is my higher weeks for building muscle. And then I would cycle down to 2 to 3 weeks at about 2,500 calories and up my cardio a little bit, just so as I'm building muscle with 8 to 10 weeks, I'm not putting on too much fat as well.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is like little mini cycles of cutting diets.
Mm-hmm.
Let
me just interrupt you here, David. I understand what you're doing. I understand how you're breaking all that down. I got to give you a bigger picture that help you understand this. One thing that I'm so impressed about you, you talked about, look, this is a lifestyle for me. I love it. I live it. I breathe it. And you remind me of me when I first started. I broke things down. I was willing to try different things. I broke down all the different aspects, and I executed them. What I've learned over time, and this is where I can help you, David, is that the bigger picture is 2 to 3 weeks with 3,800 calories or whatever, and, 2 to 3 weeks later with 2,500 calories, all right? Or training like this for 2 to 3 weeks and then training like that for 2 to 3 weeks. You really have a 6-week time period. You know, just think, wasn't it just seem like yesterday that it was you were celebrating New Year's Eve?
Well, I didn't really celebrate. I had to work out the next day.
Okay, well, you remember New Year's, right? It just seemed like yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's almost 2 months away now, all right? That's how time flies. And you have to use time. It's interesting how you use time. One, you have to use it like there's no tomorrow. Like, you got to take advantage of every minute of the day, every second. You got to use that sense of urgency, all right? Nothing is good enough. I've got to push myself and make the most out of every workout, every set, every minute of my day, all right? Then at the same time, you're going to drive yourself crazy and get overwhelmed if you don't manage that correctly. The other part of that is you have to be patient, poised and patient, to let things work themselves out, to see the benefit in the long run, all right? And that's the part that I think that you need to see a bigger picture, because consistent training with one program, 3,800 calories, or maybe it's somewhere in between, maybe 3,200 calories, rather than going up and down for 2 weeks. The body, again, you're in this for the long haul, 2 or 3 weeks here, 2 to 3 weeks there. That's really not doing what you think it's doing.
Well, actually,
unless
I'm
you're
doing
gearing 10 down.
Weeks. I'm doing 10 weeks of bulking and then 2 weeks of cutting.
Okay, well, the same thing, 10 weeks, 12 weeks. The point is that this is bulking, cutting. Okay, this is a question that I get asked all the time. And I've been doing this for 20 years and also, 15 years of competing, too. I mean, I look for bulking. I've done everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is what it takes to build muscle. Let's look at it really simply, all right? You need to train, obviously, create a demand and overload. Because if your arm's 15 inches and you train with 40-pound dumbbells, right, the body will only respond when it has to, when you create the demand. So that's when you go to 45 or 50, that's what's going to make it grow, or at least cause the trauma, demand it to grow, to adapt to its new surrounding. 45 or 50 pounds is going to make it grow past 15 inches, okay? That's pretty simple. What you do with your eating habits, you eat the smaller, more frequent meals with the right nutrients consistently, and unfortunately, it's not one meal that's going to do it. Heck, it's not even one day of grading that's going to make your arm go from 15 to 16 inches, right? It's a week, it's a month, all right? It's 6 months. You got to just look at, take time and be poised and patient. Just do your due diligence, do your thing one day at a time, all right? You know, that being said, that all these ups and downs and fluctuations, even over 10 weeks, if we just are consistent, you know, it's going to work out. You don't need to put on body fat to build muscle. You have to have the right amount of calories to build muscle. To lose body fat, I believe, if you're really consistent with your eating habits, okay, for what you're doing right now, you're not competing in a show, all right? It's, do you eat your meals consistently and on time? That's the first question I ask people, David.
Yeah, I eat on the dot every 2.5 hours of the day.
Okay. And you're eating well-balanced meals with your protein powder, the essential carbohydrates. They're balanced meals all the time. You're not, like, using some of the meals that are just an apple or a banana or anything like that, right?
Oh, no, I get protein and complex carbs in every meal.
Okay. Well, here's the thing is, you don't need to, for especially what you're doing, you don't have to eat an excess amount of food and get fat and bulk up to continue building muscle. You know,
yeah,
I believe that's what I don't want to do. What's that?
I understand that philosophy, and I don't put on a lot of extra fat when I'm bulking. Really, not much, and I want to stay
right
at that level. I've really been trying to find that right amount of calories over my maintenance level that I need to put on muscle without putting on fat. Do you have a recommendation on over maintenance calories per day that's ideal?
Well, you know, everybody, number one, people count calories different, right? So if I said, I said to one guy, okay, put in extra 250 calories, right? You know, how he would all figure that out, some people would figure it out. I don't know. We all have the same calculators and internet websites and the boxes, the back of boxes. Seems like everybody gets that number all mixed up. So if I say 250, that would be 100 calories to some people and 500 calories to other people. Other thing is how your body burns calories, depending on your age and how you got your. You see, you eat on the clock, you eat on the dot all the time, right? So your metabolism, you use cardio, you're really into it. Your metabolism is running a lot faster than the normal guy who's starting cold. Who I'm just trying to get to eat five meals a day. So the calories I say to him are the same to yours. I've talked about it on this show, and I also have it documented on my website. Is my strategy to get ready for a show 8 months later was to eat as many calories as humanly possible that I could of clean food, not junk food, clean food, and do cardio 8 months before a show, train heavy, of course, and do all that so that I would build as much muscle as I can. And when it's time to start cutting down and losing that body fat, while other guys would cut down with 1,500 calories, I can get lean on 2,500 calories. Obviously, doing that, I'm going to preserve more muscle mass. I'm going to be stronger in the gym, which is going to not only feel better, it's going to help me keep that muscle mass. So for you, I just don't think that even whether it's 10 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever, you need to find that level and just stick with it. Don't break it down. You don't need to shock your body and all this, especially if you're doing this for the long haul. Does that make sense? Find that level for you. You know, keep on playing with it. The more and more you can eat, depending on your cardio. So that amount, if you're happy with where you are right now, with that 3,800 calories, and you don't think that you're getting fat, I would say just keep on doing that. Keep your metabolism stoked, racing. You're so disciplined right now. Over a month or a week, over time, with everything that you're doing, even without dipping it, that 3,800 calories, your body's going to burn it like it's 2,500 calories just with consistency. That way you're going to keep that muscle, you're going to keep that strength. All right, you don't have to cut and bulk, cut and bulk, cut and bulk. And I think we all intellectually know this, but muscle is not the same, you know, organism as fat. Muscle doesn't turn into fat. Fat doesn't turn into muscle. Just like, I don't know, skin doesn't turn into hair. They're just two different things. You can build muscle, and you can lose body fat at the same time. They're two separate processes, and you can deal with that intelligent eating. So, I would try this, you know, just make things a little bit more simple for you. I see that you're just a tiger, you're dedicated. Like I said, you're just like me. At the beginning, I would make things very complicated. I'd come up with my theories of, you know, a combination of everything I would read and everything. But I'd say stick to that 3,800 calories. keep on pushing. Keep your training consistent. Just stimulate the muscle. Get the heck out of there. I really recommend you trying that Max Fatigue program, too, because it's going to help you look like a bodybuilder, be strong, and it's going to help you do that powerlifting, too. So.
Right on. Yeah, I definitely keep that bodybuilder look because I also plan on I'm studying right now for my ISSA certification.
Uh-huh.
So I got to kind of keep that walking advertisement going, too.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Hey, hold on line if you have time, David, because we might get into that by the end of the show, talking about your certification in the business of bodybuilding, all right?
Sure.
Okay. Now we have a call in the 919 area code. Caller, are you there? 919.
Morning, Skip. This is Tom calling from North Carolina.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today, sir?
I'm outstanding.
Awesome.
I have some real kind of basic beginner questions.
Okay, no problem.
I think, you know, I'm having these problems. Maybe there's some beginners listening too, but
definitely.
I just started, I'm one of your coaching clients. I just started actually trying the Max OT program as a way to challenge myself and get in better shape. And
okay, Tom.
I had three quick questions. The first is I train early in the morning. It's really the only time I can manage. About 5 a.m. is when I go, and there's
uh-huh.
You know, there's really no one in the gym, so I don't really have a training partner. And so my question is on things like, I'm kind of the big scary lifts, at least to a beginner, you know, the squats and the deadlifts and things like that.
Right.
Is it better to use like a hammer strength kinds of machines, a dumbbell, or try to use a power rack?
Okay. Now, if I remember your, what are your goals, Tom? You're just trying to get in shape. You're not necessarily trying to become a bodybuilder, but you do want to be most effective and efficient in the gym.
Yeah.
And you're 40 years old, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have three goals. I mean, number one, I want to improve my overall fitness. Number two,
uh-huh.
I'd like to increase my strength. And number three is really a mental goal. I really wanted to take on a discipline and challenge myself and see it through.
Okay. All right, well, to answer your question right now is that when it comes to being most effective and efficient, the compound movements, because they take a lot of core activity and more focus and dedication. If I were to get you, if you want this discipline and you want this challenge, then I'm going to tell you to do it right. Because I know from our coaching sessions, you're a person who breaks things down. You're very good at what you do, and now you've set your sights on this. So I could tell you. Now, I have a buddy of mine. I don't do personal training. Very successful stockbroker. He said, hey, you know, because we were talking and he helps me out with things. And he said, yeah, I remember what you were saying, Skip, that if someone wanted to be a millionaire, they'd go to someone who already is one and cut off all that learning time. And I was thinking about you. Could you help me out in the gym? And here was a guy, you know, he's going to turn 40 years old, like I said, very successful in business, great guy. And, you know, just a nice body. For normal people's standards, that he wants to take to the next level. And so with his goals and his injuries, Tom, is that I put him on a routine very similar to Max OT where it's under an hour including his cardio. But I had him use a lot of machines because I know for him, he just needs to just stimulate that muscle and then get the heck out of there and go on to his life. All right. I knew knowing him because he was a friend of mine, I knew that would be best for him. So now for you, depending on your levels, I might want you to train lighter, even though it's a little scary, and I understand all that, to just, you know, man up, gut check, and just do squats, even if you have 10 pounds on each side, and to get that confidence of doing that free weight motion. And that's assuming that you're totally healthy and everything like that, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I'm not so worried about, you know, you being a little apprehensive. I definitely understand the beginner type of mentality. Heck, I tell the story when I was training for like 6 months, I already gained that first big, that muscle that you get when you first start training. But I never did really cardio on one of those newfangled Stairmaster things. And I was kind of really timid to just get up on one of those in front of everybody and not know what I was doing. And I already was in the gym for a while, too, so I definitely understand that beginner apprehension. But I want you to break through that. And I'd rather have you do the squats, even if you just have 10 pounds on each side, rather than go straight to the machines for safety.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Gotcha.
Because I want you to break this down the way I know you're going to. I'm more worried about where you're going to be 6 months from now than this little bit of angst you're feeling within these first couple weeks of diving in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I did do that. I mean, I spent the end of the week last week just trying to figure out what my max weight might be, so I could try to start figuring out what I would lift this week.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and in every case it was, you know, like heavier than I'd ever lifted anything before. So I just got a little nervous about what happens when I drop this thing. You know, what happens when I get pinned to the bed?
Okay. Well, that's a good point. I mean, I know it's like nobody in the gym. See, I went the last couple. I was very fortunate to always have training partners that would always show up on time throughout my career. Very fortunate. When I stopped competing 5 years ago, I started traveling, whether it was for motivational seminars that I was doing or assisting other motivational speakers. So I was gone all the time, and when I would come back for a couple weeks, I really didn't want to mess up their 5 a.m. routine anymore. So I've been training by myself the same way. And so I'd have to be more focused like you, more conscientious like you. Make sure on the squat rack I put those safety racks, you know, underneath where I never really even looked at those before. And it's just a different mindset. With you, it's going to be better because you never had a training partner to know what you may be losing as far as certainty and confidence. But I built my certainty and confidence back up to get up to my maximum weight, be careful, be focused, yet be efficient and push myself too. So I would rather have you do it that way, all right, because I know you're going to master this because I know how you break things down. Someone like my buddy, if I can just get him there for an hour, in and out, just touch up the muscles, get him to eat somewhat right, he's going to have a massive improvement. That's the level that he's at. So I'm going to start you with a more advanced approach right from the beginning and go that way. So no, I don't want you to go to the hammer strength machines right now, okay? And so what was your, and you had a couple more questions too.
Well, I think you covered two of them, but I have one other quick question. I think that's more of a nutrition question. So on Thursday last week, I did a lot of shoulder things, and I did a lot of, you know, heavier weights than I'm accustomed to. And I felt great when I left the gym. And again, this is a really beginner question, so excuse me. I'm sure a lot.
No, don't worry about that. You know what? A lot of people can benefit. This gets put all over the internet on iTunes and everything like that. And also some intermediates, or they think they're intermediates, really miss some beginner questions too. So ask away with no apprehension.
Well, this may be a training question. It may be a nutrition question. I'm not sure. But, you know, as I said, the day that I finished my training, I felt great. And then about, you know, 24 to 36 hours afterwards, I just felt like 40 miles of bad road. I mean, I couldn't even lift my arm.
Right.
And I wonder if there's anything. I mean, I was really, really sore, and it was quite a bit after my workout. Is there anything I can be doing, either nutrition-wise or training-wise or stretching-wise, that would help to alleviate some of that?
Okay. Everybody who is not a beginner knows exactly what you're talking about. When you, that first time you get in the gym, you really tear it up and everything, and then a couple of days later, you can't even lift your arms, you know. I have this photographic memory, and I can remember back when I started training 20 years ago, and I was playing basketball with the guy who got me to start training. He wanted a free T-shirt, so he dragged me to the gym if he signed up a new member, right? And I had that exact thing. I couldn't even lift my arms. Like, what the heck happened? I felt like I got a car accident, right? Is that how it feels for you, Tom?
Yeah, a car accident, right on.
Yeah, okay. And I remember when my brother, who's 6'3", 260 at that time, who didn't even train, he played baseball. He had great genetics. They used to call him the human anatomy, right? I mean, he hadn't even trained with weights. So as an adult, I said, hey, well, I was this champion bodybuilder. I was going to take him to the gym. And I remember him saying the same thing, like he can't even lift his arms. I think the fear of what you're talking about and what I fear that I had and my brother had is that you think it's going to be like this every week, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I have, you know, I've got a function on airplanes.
No, Tom, the body's a great adapting machine. You're not going to feel this after every shoulder workout 6 months from now, about 2 weeks from now. You're going to do a workout, and you're going to just be like everybody else, being able to go about your normal day. So, nope, that's not going to last forever.
Good. All right, thanks.
Okay. All right, so I'll be talking to you next Wednesday on your coaching session. Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right, Tom. Hey, well, good questions, and have a great week. And like I said, your questions helped everyone.
Great. Thanks, Kip.
Thank you. Now, Tom brought up the coaching sessions. All throughout the day, all throughout the different time zones, I'd be coaching just like I'm doing for you for right now for free. We make it really individualized. It's a coaching program that we do every week. So I want to kind of let you know about that, take a break for right now, and let you know about my coaching program.
During these tough economic times, many people are absolutely terrified of what the coming months or even years have in store. They wonder if they will still have their job or be able to hang on to all the material possessions they once thought would bring them happiness. They feel they are no longer in control of the direction of their lives. These tough economic times have a lot of people reconsidering what is really important in life. How about you? I see these challenging economic times as an opportunity to focus on improving your body, mind, and spirit. Now is the time to start controlling factors in your life that are within your control. This is the time to take a step back and reconstruct a stronger, better you. Now is the time to become a man who is considerably tougher than any financial downturn. While everyone else around you is freaking out, use this time as an opportunity to step up as a leader among your family, friends, coworkers, and customers. My one-on-one personal coaching program will help you improve your body, mind, and spirit. The time you invest will help you renovate that stronger, better you who is a leader in his social circles. Here's how the one-on-one bodybuilding and training coaching program works. You and I will talk for 30 minutes every week. We will talk on the exact same day at the exact same time every week, as structure is an essential element to this coaching program. Over the next 6 months, not only will you be held accountable for your bodybuilding and training success by checking in with me over the phone each week, you will also have a variety of assignments that you'll need to execute. It's time to finally master this area of your life. I will create a well-devised, personalized plan for your bodybuilding and training efforts that will become more apparent over time. My almost 20 years in the bodybuilding and training industry and almost 25 years in the personal development motivation field enables me to teach you in a manner that produces immediate results and even more benefits that you will undoubtedly appreciate and understand as time goes by. I will take you through a series of physical, mental, emotional, and psychological exercises during our time together. But I must first get a good sense of who I am dealing with and where you currently are in order to make an intelligent decision on how to proceed. Because most people these days have unlimited minutes on their cell phones, the cost of talking will be relatively inexpensive. It's not like the old days with long-distance phone calls. If you prefer internet phone services like Skype or Yahoo, or live outside the United States, that option is also available. Now, just 6 months commitment is required with a satisfaction guarantee. I've made getting into this coaching program a whole lot easier for you. The investment for the 6-month program is at a reduced rate of $199 a month. You will be committed to 6 months of my services when you sign up. You will be charged automatically the same day every month. Some of these bodybuilding and training concepts that I share with you will take time to develop. I will allow you to cancel your 6-month commitment after just 2 months if you are not completely satisfied with the program during these first 2 months. Take action now. Step up and commit to one of these extremely limited positions. If you have any questions, you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com.
Okay, so that's my coaching program. I still have a few spots left. So give me an email right away at skip@skiplacour.com if you're interested in that. Let me get back to the phone lines. We have a caller from the 908 area code.
Hey,
908. How are you doing?
Good, Skip. This is Dean over here in Jersey.
Dean, how are you, sir?
Hey, doing good. Doing well.
Good.
Okay, I have a bit of a... I know you hate people qualifying everything they're going to say, but...
Let me just say this, is that, you know, what Dean is... You must be a fan of the Man Information Show, too, is that it?
I've called a couple times there. I've listened to it.
Okay. And so now what Dean's talking about, this is a great opportunity to have you go to manformation.com, M-A-N-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N. Go to manformation.com. It's about alpha leadership qualities, how to get everything that you want in life. It's not just about your body. It is your fitness, your health and fitness as a man. It's also leadership skills. It's personal development for men. And what Dean is referring to is that one strategy that we talk about is when you say something as a leader, you say it. You said, you know, this is what I think we should do. Versus, you know, I know you may think this might be silly, but this is what I think we should do. All right? Don't qualify what you say. Don't soften what you say. Don't make excuses for what you say before you say it. You just say what you have to say and have them buy into your reality that they're not going to think it's stupid. So that's what Dean was referring to, if you were wondering about that terminology, about qualifying statements. Okay, Dean, so what were you going to just say to me?
Okay. The issue is with my calf development, and it seems like the way my foot is developed, or shape of my, the mechanics of my foot, the inner head of my gastroc muscle is not nowhere near as developed as my left side. I went to some doctors and physical therapists. It comes down to now I need to find a way to learn to basically develop the inner head of the gastroc, because right now when you try to contract it, it's very, you get a weak contraction.
All right, so, you said you went to a physical therapist, did they tell you?
They told me two things. One is they said there was a pinched nerve going to that muscle, and MRI did show a herniated disc. And then once I started getting the therapy, they realized that the mechanics of my foot is that I lean a lot to the outside on my right foot. Yeah. And they said that is the primary cause of the problem, not even the nerve issue.
Right.
So
now,
is it
something massive that the average person will see, Dean, or is that you're nitpicking yourself?
Oh, no, I'm nitpicking.
It's important that you realize that right off the bat. You know, a lot of these... You know, I'll tell you what, is that if you look at, you know, my championship physique, I've got this amazing right tricep. That's the one you see in all the pictures, right?
Uh-huh.
The left one is big, but it's not formed the same way. I mean, it just isn't formed the same way, right? My calves are not the same either, and one pec is larger than the other. Now...
Uh-huh.
Asymmetry, not being perfectly symmetrical, is a normal part of the human body, all right? So you're probably normal in that respect. But that being said, well, what can we do to neutralize that as much as possible? And it's very simple, Dean, is you got to just, when you're doing your calf exercise, whether it's seated or standing, you got to make sure that you're pushing evenly off that foot, and you know you're not rolling one over where one is even throughout the foot, or vice versa. You can't worry about just moving the weight from point A to point B. You know, I mean, it's pretty simple as that. You got to just make sure that you're moving the weight evenly throughout the foot, not the outer or not the inner. It's right even throughout the foot, and that's it. And then let time take its course. It may be that you're just not symmetrical in that in their calves, and then guess what? You're just like everybody else on the planet.
Oh, right. See, it's not even the form, the shape of it, or the overall size. It's that with my left calf, the correct muscles contract and get pumped. You know, your upper portion of your calf, the gastrocnemius. On the right side, it's always the bottom of the calf or the outside of the calf that contracts. So there's just a lot of – it's like I think I have to just simply retrain the muscles down there.
Okay. The second solution that your therapist said is that you're not contracting the muscle evenly. Is that what they basically said?
Well, yes, because if I come up on my calves, the right side, the inner head – of the gastrocnemius is not getting a full contraction, whereas everything else is. In fact, I will cramp up the bottom of my calf, the soleus, the outside, the tibial or tibius, whatever they're called.
Right.
And the inner head of the gastroc is just kind of sitting there. It'll contract, but it's not going to cramp up or burn. Whereas my left side, you know, the whole calf burns and contracts properly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem.
I can tell you that a lot of people would be very happy to have this detail that you're focusing on this one particular body part, and especially what I said about the symmetry. So that's great. So if you're going to be that focused and that detail-oriented, then I'm going to give you a suggestion that will be for someone who is like you. And what I would say is, why don't you get a video camera, off your phone or whatever. I want you to really break it down like game film, like John Madden does with football, with the circles or whatever. I want you
right.
to step aside and observe yourself and see if you're as even with all your movements as you think you are. You may not have the perspective where you are. You ever see yourself like your walk or something like that on video and think, geez, I walk like that?
I never thought of that. No, I never did it. That's a fantastic idea.
Because, and again, you know, you're lucky to be even focusing on it. Most people would move on to the next biggest thing, you know. But
right.
I just think there is something off. There's something off in the way you're executing the exercise, your form, even though you may not feel that way. Okay,
mm-hmm.
There's something off, or there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. One of the two.
Yeah. Uh huh.
And I think it's the first one, honestly, because
something is off with the execution.
You've seen my videos.
Yes.
I'm the one who shot all those, made sure they're shot. I'm the one who looked for hours and hours cutting up and chopping out. I noticed things on there that I never noticed, just like what you're saying, you know. It's funny is that nobody else really notices those types of things, but I remember I was looking on the internet one time and somebody was looking at the trailer or something, and they said, look when he does wrist curls. His calves are getting a good workout or whatever, right? They noticed how my calves were pushing up. And, you know, just let that person know. I've noticed that in, like, a 5 billion other things in my movement that I would have never known while I'm doing it. So those things are normal. So if you want to be that detail-oriented, what I say is that you get a video camera or get your phone and really analyze your movements. I think you'll find out that you're not as balanced in the movement as you might think.
Yeah. Okay, that's very good. That's actually – I will do that. Yeah, I'm like my whole premise right now is that the mechanics of my form, my gait and everything like that is off, and it's been off for years, and I've never realized it.
Right.
So.
Okay. All right, Dean. Well, it's a
okay.
good question. Let us know how that works out for you, all right?
I certainly will. Thanks for your time, Skip.
Okay, take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. You know what I'm going to do? We have 7 minutes left in the show. I'm going to go over a little motivational message for this week that I think that might be helpful to everyone. I know from my own personal experiences and the experience of the hundreds of people I have the pleasure to coach through my one-on-one phone consultation program that this message that I'm going to share with you this week has the potential for a profound impact on the direction of the quality of your entire life. It certainly will have an impact on what you're listening to this podcast for, and that's to improve your bodybuilding and training efforts. Do yourself a favor. Be sure to listen to this entire podcast with the anticipation that it will do so for you. It will change the direction of your bodybuilding and training efforts. This message, which is centered around one simple question, is specifically intended to get you to start thinking. I want you to start thinking about exactly what is preventing you from succeeding and enjoying your bodybuilding and training efforts, and at the level you want to succeed and enjoy them. Succeed, enjoy them, all areas of your life for that matter. Succeed and enjoy all areas of your life for that matter. Most of us are striving to improve the quality of our physiques, and we're generally pleased with what we've done up until this point in time. Although there will always be some stretches of time that are better than others, there's probably absolutely no doubt in our minds that we're committed to doing what we must to achieve our health and fitness goals, our bodybuilding and training aspirations. With that being acknowledged, we want to accomplish what we've accomplished in the past usually is not enough to keep us happy in the long run. It's not enough to keep us happy long into the future. We know that there's always a higher level to achieve in everything we do. We fully understand that if we want to stay feeling happy with ourselves and fulfilled in our bodybuilding and training efforts and anything else in life, we must continually grow. We must strive to build upon what we've done in the past and take it to that seemingly always out of reach next level. You hear me talk about that all the time, that next level. It's where you haven't been able to go before. Like I said, it's seemingly always out of reach. Once we've reached that next level, we must immediately set our sights on a new, more exciting, and higher one. Continual, constant, and nonstop improvement is the secret to bodybuilding and training success, and the key to success in all aspects of our life as well. The never quite satisfied feeling of angst is an emotion that we must learn to effectively deal with. Angst, the uneasy feeling inside that causes you to continually strive for a higher level, is an emotion common among ambitious, highly motivated individuals just like you and me. But as I have previously stated, the inevitable feeling of angst is an emotion that we must learn to effectively deal with. Sometimes the angst that we feel can overwhelm us, can it? I'm certainly no exception when it comes to encountering the mental and emotional challenge that I've described. Even with everything I've accomplished in the past, I constantly battle to take my bodybuilding efforts, my business goals, and life to higher levels. Sometimes this angst inside causes me to lose perspective, feel overwhelmed, and make the everyday challenges I face in my life a lot tougher than they really are. Years ago, I learned a powerful lesson. Years ago, I had one very good friend who was always kind enough to let me incessantly ramble on and on about my dreams, my challenges, and what I'm certain I'm going to achieve in my life, and those challenges that I'm certain I'm going to overcome. The words I spewed and the emotion I exuded were oftentimes delivered with an unfocused, scatterbrained manner. I was going to reach those goals and break through those barriers at some unspecified point in time, of course. Maybe you can relate to that. You just talk on and on about your challenges, your dreams, and even though you're talking, you're not totally congruent. You don't totally believe that you are going to reach your dreams, and you don't totally believe that you can overcome your challenges. Well, that's the way that I was feeling. No matter how confident I tried to act, my uncertainty was apparent. In other words, I was full of a lot of hot air, and it was obvious. Now, my friend undoubtedly was one of my biggest supporters and believers in my ability. This person normally lets me get everything I bottle up inside of me out, and this person lets me talk on and on without interrupting. On this particular day, however, this person stopped me dead in my tracks. What a favor this person did for me. Out of concern for the obvious anxiety and angst that I was going through, that person surprised me with one very simple question. What's stopping you? What's stopping me, I answered. Nothing, I guess. That friend's question, barring that phrase that my mother used to say to me when I was an unruly kid, smacked me upside my head. What's stopping me? I asked myself. I continued to ask myself that question over and over again during the next several days. All of my challenges, all those dreams that I wasn't sure I was going to be able to accomplish, all those things that I knew I had to do or I thought I had to do, I asked myself over and over again, what is stopping me? The more I thought about what was stopping me, the more I realized I couldn't specifically identify anything at all. Sure, we're all faced with challenging situations from time to time, but hey, I'm a true fighter. I'm a real battler. I have many, many references in my past when times are tough, I found a way to come through. I get the job done. When I'm truly committed to accomplishing something, very rarely will I let myself down. Maybe that is you. Maybe I'm describing you. When your back's up against the wall, you never let yourself down. And because part of my empowering identity is to be tenacious. Whenever I did let myself down in the short run, I found a way to eventually find a way to succeed in the long term. That's just me. That's just who I am. Being tenacious is where I live, baby. Well, the more I thought about what was stopping me, the more my original answer of, well, nothing, I guess, became more emphatic. The more challenges I came up with, the more I realized that the true answer to what was stopping me was nothing. My major problem was that I became overwhelmed with my challenges. I got caught up in a helpless way of thinking. In my unnoticed state of anxiety, I didn't even take the time to identify what those challenges actually were. Now, how silly is that? But think about that. How many times you get overwhelmed by thinking all of these challenges are in your way, all these identified challenges, that if someone stopped and asked you, well, what are your challenges? Would you be able to come up with some real answers? And when you did come up with those answers of those challenges, would it be impossible to break those down? My friend's simple, caring question had a very profound effect on me. I plan on making its effect on my mindset long-lasting. How do I plan on doing so? I will make it a habit of asking myself, what's stopping me on a continual basis? Every time I do, I know what the answer I'll come up with if I'm truly committed to achieving success. I realized that most of what I thought was stopping me from actualizing my bodybuilding and life goals were merely illusions. I was making mountains out of molehills. You know what? Just by the fact that you've invested your time and have listened to this podcast so far tells me that you too are a true fighter. Am I right? Just like me, you're a real battler, aren't you? You too are tenacious. When times are tough, isn't it true that you have the ability to dig deep inside and step up to any challenge you face? Wouldn't you describe yourself as the kind of person who, when backed up against the wall, you will always seem to find a way to burst through any obstacle standing in your way? When the chips are down and when the rubber hits the road, don't you too always seem to get the job done? I thought so. You're the type of person to invest in yourself and listen to this podcast. I knew that's the kind of person that you are. The key to your success will be demonstrating this mental and emotional tenacity sooner rather than later. Become proactive. Don't wait until you're backed up against the wall for the chips to be down or for the rubber to hit the road. Get yourself to take action now. Asking yourself the question, what's stopping me, can help you take action sooner rather than later. When you really think about it, there are very few things that can stop a true fighter like you. Once you've realized that those unspecified, intimidating, and overblown obstacles are merely illusions created in your own mind, the real battler that you truly are will emerge and kick some serious butt, just like you've done many, many times in the past. Now let me ask you a question that I hope you'll be asking yourself for the next few weeks and hopefully even further into the future. What's stopping you? My guess is that the true answer you'll come up with after giving this question some thought is nothing. Nothing anymore, that is. So that's our show for today. Thank you for visiting. And my website, skiplacour.com. Check out my coaching program that you heard about. Email me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'll send you more details. And have a great week.
Earn the body that you really want by making a commitment
investing the time and energy needed to learn the most effective and efficient strategy, and then developing the mindset to follow through on a consistent basis with my DVD and book library special. I've written 10 books and have produced 7 DVDs that explain every facet of bodybuilding. Over 1,900 pages are written and over 20 hours of video footage have been created of pure instruction and passion. Weight training, cardiovascular training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, motivation, and mental strategies are all included. My almost 20 years of commitment have helped men just like you take their bodies to the next level in over 52 countries around the planet. Start mastering this area of your life today and order my complete DVD and book library special. I've bundled this powerful information in a discounted package price. I will even ship your important investment absolutely free. So go to skiplacour.com and order that package now. Order it right now at skiplacour.com and there'll be more free bonuses with the order.